Now joined by head coach Melissa Graves, senior Alex Giannaro, sophomore Ava Gormley, following the Terriers' 80-68 win over Lehigh. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement on tonight's victory.
Just so proud of this team. I thought we really locked in for 40 minutes to the game plan. I thought we played really hard, and we knew going into this we were going to have to play really hard this game, and we were going to have to defend. You know, and obviously I thought we did a good job of that, and keeping them to a low percentage from three, we wanted to really contest those shots. I thought we did a good job there too. And then obviously scoring the basketball. I thought they came out and adjusted in the half. After halftime, you know, they really started trapping us and being aggressive. And at first, you know, we were kind of, you know, flustered by it. And then we really adjusted and we did a really, really good job to finish the half. So really proud of this team.
We'll open up to questions from the media. If you'd like to ask a question, please just raise your hand and I will call on you. We'll start off with you, Henry.
Coach, you mentioned a few games ago that you guys had set a goal to win four of your last five. You now have won three in a row. How do you feel like this team is performing and maybe peaking at the perfect time?
You know, we talked about this before the season, how, you know, we know there were going to be highs and lows. We thought it would mostly be in the non-conference, and it followed us a little bit into conference, obviously. And we want it to be peaking as we went into playoffs. You know, that's the goal of every team, right? So, you know, really, really happy with this win. Obviously, we knew if we wanted to try to compete for a championship when we get into the tournament, you got to compete with this team, right? So, obviously, I thought we did a great job today of that. And I think it's really built us some confidence now moving forward.
And for both of you guys, what does it do for your confidence to show yourselves and how you guys are capable of beating the number one team in the conference? Just mentality,
Sam,
what does that do for you?
I got this. Yeah, like you said, I mean, they're the number one team in the conference, and we've kind of been talking about throughout the whole conference play when we were losing, like, we just need to get momentum going into playoffs, and I think we're on the right track to keep doing that, even though we still have two games left. But beating the number one team proves that, like, we were right. We know we can play with anyone in the league, and we still can win the championship.
Henry.
Alex, I guess just, you know, what was working for you today? You had a season high, 29 points today, just really shooting the ball well.
I think our pace in the first half was able to get me open in a lot of places, especially with Ava. Like, the way that she runs the court and takes everybody with her, because if you don't guard her, she's getting a layup. And if you choose to guard her, I'm getting a three. So playing with her, it's amazing, because the pace that she plays at, it opens a lot for everybody, not just me. So, yeah, things have been falling the last few games, so just got to keep rolling with that and keep playing how I have been.
Ava, after Alex made her fifth three of the half, they called timeout, and you guys shared a little bit of a yell, a little bit of an embrace. Just how fun is it when everything's clicking like that in that first half?
Yeah, I mean, when Alex is on fire like that, it's pretty incredible to watch. So even when I'm playing in the game too, I'm just as excited as probably everyone else in the gym. So yeah, just playing with her is super fun. And yeah, she's just great to play with. It's exciting.
Coach, what can you say about, you know, some of your post play and Annette today, big inside, and just how you guys were able to score at the rim?
You know, I really challenged them, especially with CeCe's absence, also to rebound. I thought both of them did a great job there. And then, you know, I thought Annetta was really good when we got the ball inside of finding out. She had a lot of really good skip passes that led to some threes. So even her ability to not only score inside, but to find out to shooters and create that advantage was really, really beneficial for us.
Yeah. Ava, you're kind of, you know, operating the offense a lot. How did you feel about the looks that you guys were getting? It felt like everything was moving quite well in that first half.
Yeah, we kind of knew that we didn't think that they could guard us when we were pushing pace like that. And obviously when you have shooters, it helps space the floor. And then with, like, our dominant bigs inside, they kind of have to pick and choose who they're going to guard. So we just had to keep our pace the whole game, keep pushing. And we know that started with our defense. So getting them to miss shots helps us get out and run.
We'll take two more questions.
Okay.
Coach, did you feel like there was almost a contagious energy with that first half? It felt like everyone was just kind of flying around.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think obviously when we're scoring that way too, when Alex is hitting shots, I think that brings a lot of energy. And then we always talk about, you know, let our defense fuel our energy too. I thought we were tremendous the first two quarters, especially that first quarter. To hold a team like that who scores that many points to that shooting percentage and you know, I thought the defensive lock-in was really good, too, and that led to some offense for us. But I think when Alex is hitting shots like that, especially Ava's getting downhill creating, we're playing inside out. It's obviously fun to watch, but it's fun to play in too. And I thought, you know, we were able to feed in that energy. Our bench was great. You know, I thought the energy totally around the whole team was phenomenal.
And this one's for Alex. So obviously you're a senior and the last kind of games of your like regular season is winding down. How are you feeling right now after like a big win like this leading up to the postseason?
I mean, obviously it's great, but you kind of got to take each game for what it is. It's on to the next one now and focusing on Lafayette this weekend. So as great of a feeling it is, it's time to refocus and get ready for Saturday so that we can keep this momentum going. Obviously, you don't want to kind of just hang our hats on this one game and, you know, celebrate it like it's the last. But it's definitely a confidence booster for everyone, for myself as well. So just keep on rolling with what we're doing right now.